Welcome to Calcast, your creator national podcast. Network News, episode 95. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series. So the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories. Welcome again, God Network News fans, to another amazing episode from the Middle East. We have Andrew, amazing, good-looking Andrew, with us again of the Kate and Andrew couple. And he's going to share with us what we call crazy miracles happening and a story of a few of those.
Yeah, so there's just a few testimonies I felt led to share. Is just in regards to God's love for just all people, whether they're the indigenous people group, in the nation that you're serving in, or maybe they're expats who are actually working in the nation that you're in, but, you know, they're not the people group that you signed up to fully reach. And I think this is something I've learned with being out here, that we are very focused on the indigenous local people, but also have just had so many moments where we just realize God's love is obviously for everyone, you know, everyone that crosses our paths, everyone that's in front of us. So this first story actually, happened, me and my team, we were out to eat, and we had just been seeing Jesus just perform a lot of healings and heal a lot of people. And we just said at the restaurant, to the restaurant owner, if you have any waiters or waitresses who have any pain in their bodies, send them over to our table and we'll pray for them and Jesus will heal them. And we just told them in confidence that. So at the end of our meal, no one came over, but you could tell people were like, waiters and waitresses were like just being shy kind of in the distance. So at the end of our time, I had approached the waiters and waitresses and asked, like, so do any of you have pain? Did the owner of the restaurant tell you what we were offering, what Jesus wanted to do for you? And this Filipino woman just expressed that she had really bad knee pain and has pretty constant migraines in her head. So she expressed just that pain. And, you know, in the restaurant business over here, it's considered like a low end job. Like none of the Arabs, the Middle Easterners will do that kind of work. Cause they have all the oil money and all the nice office jobs.
They don't need a job.
It's a lower end job. And these people can oftentimes be a bit overlooked. So it was this Filipino woman who had grown up just nominal Christian, but really did not have a relationship with the Lord. Just kind of was culturally Christian in the Philippines, and you know, the Lord opened up a door for her to work at this restaurant. So I offered to pray for her, and I just asked her. I was like, "So where do you have pain?" She said, "In my right knee, it's really bad because I'm standing all day, and then I have a migraine right now that's like pretty much always, you know, on and off." So I had her put her hand on her own head, and then I laid my hand on her knee, and I just prayed the most simple prayer. I just said, you know, pain in the right knee, get out right now in Jesus' name. And I command this migraine to leave right now in Jesus' name. And in that moment, right away, every amount of pain in her knee and every amount of pain in her head completely left. And she instantly broke down into tears. And it was super impactful what she said to me. She looked at me and she said to me, "Thank you for giving me my miracle." And she had just expressed that, you know, her entire life, she was nominal Christian and had heard things about God, but she had never experienced, you know, a God that would actually show up in the here and now in her life. She had never had just this experience with a real God. So she began to express just her thankfulness for just me being there, for, you know, God to be able to use me in that way. And it was just such a moment where, again, just realized like, yeah, I'm so focused on the indigenous people, but also, man, this Filipino woman came all the way from the Philippines. God knew that we would be there, and his desire was to encounter her heart in a deep way. So it was really impactful. And just going off that, I had another moment here where me and my friend, we were out at a coffee shop and began praying for people. And there were some Middle Easterners in this coffee shop, but they weren't from the nation that we're living in. They weren't the indigenous people. We began praying for this guy and his mother, and they had some pain, and the pain ended up going away, and it was super awesome. But anyways, we gave them, you know, our number, saying, if you ever want to learn more about Jesus, contact us. But we just never heard anything. So a year and a half goes by, and I get a random WhatsApp message from a guy saying, "Hey, can we meet? I'm really interested in healing, and I want to talk about it." And I replied, "Who is this? How did you get my number?" And he told me his name, and he said, "A year and a half ago, you prayed for my brother and my mother, and Jesus healed them. And I got interested in healing. So I want to talk to you about it." So it was just such a testimony of, just small seeds that you plant, and you never know what God's going to do with it, or when, you know, they'll sprout up, or when you'll hear back, or whatever. So I meet with this guy, and he's a Muslim guy, but if you're over in this part of the world, you'll meet a lot of different kinds of Muslims. You'll meet the ultra-religious Muslims. Sure. You'll meet people into folk Islam who have a lot of spirituality mixed in from like Africa and different things like that. And then you'll just meet people who are, you know, very liberal. So it's just, yeah. Everyone's culturally Muslim over here, but not everyone believes the exact same things.
Yeah.
So this guy comes to me, and he's a Muslim, but he pulls out this little baggie because he was interested in healing. And he begins to pull out these like crystals, these necklaces, all these different things that he would use to do like spiritual healing stuff and things he was getting into. So he begins showing me this stuff, and I'm like, "Oh God, what do I do?" Like, I, you know, like, this stuff is weird kind of thing. So I just do my best to try to keep the topic on Jesus. I get to share the whole gospel. And at one point, he's just says how he's uses this stuff. And I just ask, like, does it work? Like, are you seeing results? And I was just trying to just steer the conversation in the direction of Jesus. And he was like, "Sometimes we see some improvement, sometimes we don't." And I asked him, I was like, "Well, do you have any pain right now? Could I pray for you in Jesus' name? Because I believe he will show up right now and he'll heal you instantly. Like, it won't be this, you know, thing that takes a long time, like you're saying, you know, your stuff does, you know, it takes a while." So he said, "Yeah, actually I have pain in my left shoulder. Can you pray for that?" So I just in the coffee shop where I'm drinking a, you know, Americano, he's drinking a latte. We're just in a coffee shop. Like, it's super, just funny atmosphere. And he puts his hand, I have him put up his hand on his own shoulder, which is something I do over here that just draws less attention, you know, since it's illegal to do stuff like this. And I pray for him, and the pain leaves his shoulder, but it like hops into his leg, he says. I had just heard from a mentor that that's probably more of like a demonic thing going on rather than just muscle pain if the pain is jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray again, and it jumps from his leg to like his chest area. And I pray one more time, and it jumps around one more time. And then I pray a last time, and it completely leaves. And I switch my prayer from more healing prayer to like deliverance prayer.
Right.
And it finally leaves, and I ask him how he's feeling. He's like, the pain left, and I've never felt this much clarity in my head, like what is going on. So I get to share the whole gospel with them, and just about Jesus's power and, you know, his death and resurrection, what he did, what he accomplished, just victory over death and just everything Satan wants to, you know, put upon us. Like Jesus has victory over that. So it's a really amazing meeting. He's pretty receptive and he wants to meet more and study the Bible. So I say, let's meet again soon. This time, if your brother wants to come, bring him. So he was like, okay, we'll meet again. We'll meet again. So anyways, about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, we meet again with his brother, and again, two Muslim guys, and we're sitting down in another coffee shop drinking coffee, and we just begin talking about Jesus. We're about to just try to, I'm trying to study the word with him, with both of these guys. So we begin talking about Jesus, and before we fully dive into our Bible study, the new brother says, oh, I have to get like this surgery. You know, have this little like tiny growth in my chest that's about the size of an M&M, he said. And he was like, it's not really super dangerous or anything like that, but like it's enough where the doctor said I should get surgery so it doesn't turn into something worse and I should get it removed. So I asked him, I was like, can we pray for it? I believe Jesus, you know, wants to heal you. Can we pray for it? So just in the coffee shop, we pray for it, and he puts his hand on, you know, the little growth in his chest. And we pray for it. And as we're praying, his eyes just widen. And he begins to say, like, I honestly think it's getting smaller. I think it's getting smaller. So I pray another time and then a third time. And each time I pray in Jesus' name, this little growth in his chest, he's feeling it like get smaller and smaller to the point where he can't feel it anymore. So we're in this coffee shop and they're both just freaking out, as you would imagine, because this thing just, you know, shrunk in his chest and he couldn't feel the growth anymore. So this just opens up the door. I'm getting to share the gospel with this new brother as well. It's just super amazing. And then the brother who I met with previously looks at me and says, you know, I had a dream a while back where this big religious leader showed up in my dream, and he was super big. And he told me, if you want to find the solution to all of life's problems, read about Jesus in the part of the Quran where it talks about Jesus. So, you know, that's kind of a controversial topic Surah over 19, here. Can people, you know, find Jesus in the Quran or, you know, answers to him or anything like that. So anyways, but he has this dream, and at the very least, it was just an amazing open door of like, yeah, there's, you can find solutions to life's questions when you read about the life of Jesus. Like let's open up the word and study.
Yeah.
So it was just an absolutely amazing moment. And again, Muslim guys, but they weren't the indigenous people, but just God's love, just for all people who he puts in our paths. He's just so, so desirous to encounter people. That he puts in our daily lives. So
that's very cool. That's very cool. You know, I know that recently there's been some research done on the growth of Christianity in the Middle East. And an interesting statistic, demographic, is that the fastest growing Christian or Christian group of Christians or numbers of Christians percentage wise, in any country in the Middle East is actually happening in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
But most of that growth of Christianity are Christians coming in, you know, like Christians from Philippines and other places like that. Well, it reminded me of the first story you were mentioning about that Filipina, you know, gal. And just imagine if those Filipinos that are, you know, really turned on to Jesus, got excited and started really living that out and praying for the sick and this and that, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I think there was another testimony that was in one of the other stories where the Muslim woman went to her helper, who was a Filipina, and said, you know, tell me about Jesus, and taught her Tagalog and gave her the Tagalog Bible and all this kind of stuff. So it's really incredible how God is using believers from all around the world in the Middle East, you know, and that, you know, through service work and things like that, even believers from South Asia, India, and things like that. So it is really incredible that God is doing things in many different ways. You know, he doesn't have to just use traditional missions, quote unquote.
Right.
He's just using his people that are obedient again to live out their Jesus life.
Yeah, exactly.
In front of Muslims. And that's a great testimony. Very exciting. Thank you again, Andrew, for that story.
No problem. Thank you.